Siobhan Davies is one of Britain's most significant choreographers, not simply for her history of dance works from the 80s onwards, but for the way in which she has brought her art into ever more diverse areas. Lately, she's been working in film. In 2013, she created All This Can Happen, a dance film that nonetheless features no choreographers or dancers and is assembled entirely from found footage. Siobhan Davies' latest work, The Running Tongue, is a collaborative film inspired by the sub-10 seconds runs of Usain Bolt, for which 22 dance artists were each given a single frame of film to choreograph. Siobhan Davies is in Limerick this week for the opening of the Light Moves Festival of Screen Dance, and ahead of that I spoke to her down the line from her Elephant and Castle base in London.
I started dancing and choreography when I was very 17, 18. I was at art school, and I went one day into a dance studio. So right from the beginning, I had no idea what I was doing. So I had to be in a state of finding out every day what this quality of movement was, why I was fascinated about being expressive in it, what was choreography, what was performance. So I was in the mode of investigating right from the beginning, except that I wouldn't have used that word, but I had to be learning something every day, which is the role of an artist anyhow. Dance and choreography, I now find, can link to so many other subjects. I worked with an architect for several years before we built the studio. I was in the presence of somebody explaining this incredible discipline of architecture and making spaces for people. And I realised I could have an interaction with her that I had never imagined when I was a young dancer. So I could investigate her world and she could investigate mine. You know, just recently I've been working with neuroscientists, town planners, and I can have a good conversation with them. So I'm in this place. I've tried to create a place along with many other dance artists who are working in this building about being in this investigative mode.
Mysterious and secretly, there prowl at the walker's heels all kinds of beautiful, subtle walker's thoughts, such as make him stand in his tracks and listen.
David Hinton, my fellow director on All This Can Happen, and I have known each other for a very long time. And traditionally, he saw me as an artist working in the theatre, and that's where I was making work. In order to link dance and film together, we looked at the earliest versions when movement was captured, photographically initially, which then led to film. So people like Edvard Muybridge and Jules-Étienne Marais took tiny amounts of frames of human action, a walk, a trip, a run. They had, I think, this thrill about using a new technology, film and photography, and noticing the world in a different way. We took that as our starting pin. So we made the film using the earliest footage we could find, a relationship to the human expression of people in movement, using the minimum amount of frames. Mostly we looked at documentaries, very few dramas of made films. We looked mostly at documentaries.
I have written books, which the public unfortunately does not like, and the consequences of this oppress my heart.
So I built up a relationship to single frames that I had no idea I had the capacity for. In The Running Tongue, we go back to the idea of a single frame. But in this case, each single frame was given to one of 22 choreographers. And their job was to compose a scene in that single frame, and we ended up calling it a vision. Usain Bolt was our initial image. The idea that he can run 100 metres in 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, this extraordinary event can happen. If we took each frame of those 250 frames, there would be a narrative of his effort going from the starting block to the finishing line. So instead of using the 250 frames of Usain Bolt doing this incredible thing, we decided to say, okay, what else can happen in 250 frames? So we have a running woman, definitely not running as fast as Usain Bolt, but intercut into her run on one, you know, whether it's frame 8 or frame 22 or frame 249, we can stop on that frame, and that frame contained a still image of Helka running, but the rest of the frame could be filled by the choreographer using collage. I love the ephemerality of a performance, the fact that it is there and gone. There is something very, to me, very precious about the handover between the audience member and the artist in that instance, and it's something I will always be interested in. But we live in a complex world. In order for us to envision our world alongside this complexity, we need different forms to express ourselves in order to give information to other people about all of these nuances that we're having to deal with and all of these elements in our contemporary lives. I think screen dance has come into being because it's a nuanced, different way of looking at us, rather than it's something negative about performance. I think it's something far more positive than that. I think it's an art form that has been devised because it needed to be devised.
Siobhan Davies there, and you can dwell in those 250 precious frames at the Light Moves Festival of Screen Dance, which runs in Limerick till Sunday, and Siobhan Davies herself will be speaking on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Dance Limerick Space.